Florida Man is responsible for a large percentage of abnormal incidents that occur in Florida. Think of him as an alt-right Johnny Appleseed. No one knows his true identity, date of birth, what he looks like. That's why headlines always say Florida Man.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 26th, 2018. Welcome to day 645. Donald Trump is considering an executive order to close the southern border to Central Americans and deny them the opportunity to seek asylum, similar to 2017's travel ban. The proposed order has not been finalized, but it would put in place new rules that would disqualify migrants from claiming asylum if they cross the border in between ports of entry. Current U.S. law allows foreign nationals fleeing persecution to apply for asylum once they reach American soil. Meanwhile, FBI agents arrested Cesar Sayoc Jr., a registered Republican voter, in connection with the 13 suspected mail bombs that were sent to President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, George Soros, Cory Booker, John Brennan, Robert De Niro, and other critics of Trump.
I want to remind everyone that the defendant in this case, as in every case, is innocent until proven guilty. He has been charged today with five federal crimes, including interstate transportation of an explosive, illegal mailing of explosives, threats against former presidents and certain other persons, threatening interstate communications, and assaulting current and former federal officers. For these charges, the defendant faces up to 58 years in prison.
Agents also seized his white van, which had most of its windows covered in pro-Trump stickers, including Trump standing on a tank in front of fireworks and an American flag, crosshairs over the faces of Clinton, Michael Moore, and Obama, and a CNN sucks sticker. Authorities say they were looking at right-wing paraphernalia found at the scene. In 2002, Sayoc was arrested for allegedly making a threat to throw, place, project, or discharge a destructive device. Jeff Sessions says he doesn't know why Sayoc targeted Democrats, adding that, quote, it appears to be partisan, but that will be determined by the facts as the case goes forward, end quote. Trump tweeted that this bomb stuff is hurting Republicans in the midterms because the news is not talking about politics. Trump's allies have suggested, without evidence, that the packages are the work of liberals meant to undercut Republicans ahead of the November election. A few hours after his first tweet, Trump said these terrorizing acts are despicable, and that the bottom line is that Americans must unify. FBI Director Christopher Wray, meanwhile, says these are not hoax devices.
We can confirm that 13 IEDs were sent to various individuals across the country. Each device consisted of roughly 6 inches of PVC pipe, a small clock, a battery, some wiring, and what is known as energetic material, which is essentially potential explosives and material that give off heat and energy through a reaction to heat, shock, or friction. Though we're still analyzing the devices in our laboratory, these are not hoax devices. I want to focus for a moment on the amazing work of our folks at the FBI lab. Based on their initial analysis, they uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We have confirmed this fingerprint is that of Cesar Sayoc. There is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of two different IEDs mailed in separate envelopes and a sample previously collected from Sayoc in connection with an earlier arrest down in Florida.
And now to the notables. One, George Papadopoulos is considering withdrawing from a cooperation agreement that he entered into with Robert Mueller. Two, Papadopoulos requested immunity to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Three, Trump spent $10,000 in charity money on a portrait of himself because no one else wanted to buy it. Four, the Trump administration admitted that it failed to account for at least 14 migrant children who were separated from their families at the southern border. Five, National Security Advisor John Bolton said Vladimir Putin has been invited to visit Washington, D.C. early next year. And six, Trump complained that Twitter reduced his follower count, accusing the company of total bias. Quote, "A few weeks ago, Twitter was a rocket ship. Now it is a blimp," end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's true.
No.
Him, the state government, fucking cahoots.
Why would anyone even do that?
To prevent black people from coming to and or registering to vote in Florida, Ern. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah.